Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Finally, NBA players and I have something in common. We're both in health and safety protocols. It's the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. I'm your host, Don Denham. You can find me on Twitter at Don_Denham. With me, as always, is my fellow Mavs fan for life, my bro host, my health and safety protocol, Ruben Tomas, a.k.a. Reddit Mavericks. How are you feeling, sir?
I'm feeling good. I don't think I have COVID at all. So
fantastic. Well, that makes one of us. It's been almost got a late Christmas present with our makeshift Mavericks beat. Almost, I don't know. We were up on the Jazz with two starters and a prayer. I guess Dwight Powell frequently starts, so let's just call it. We'll
three, two and a half,
two and a half. Well, Jalen doesn't normally start, so yeah. So we had, So that was a fun game. I don't know. I actually like the ragtag team. I've liked the fight in them more than I've liked some of our starters play this year. So what were your thoughts on the Christmas game?
I watched most of those Christmas games yesterday. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of what I always do. Like, normally, like, we go to like my wife's family, you know, first. Mm-hmm. And that's always like the early game. So it's like, I think it was like the Knicks and Knicks. Atlanta. And I was like, okay, cool, sure. Whatever, bro. Like, Atlanta looked like shit. Like, so, yeah. You know, obviously, they're also dealing with COVID stuff too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, watching a little bit of that, like, kind of in the periphery, that was fun. Mm-hmm. And then throughout the day, like, kind of on and off, like, catching some of this game, catching some of that game, you know, stuff like that. Got home, like, left my family in time to come to watch the Mavs game at home, so mm-hmm. that was nice. But, I mean, hey, man, I personally, like, on Christmas Day, like, nothing can really, like, break my stride on anything. Nothing can hold me down because I like Christmas a lot, and, you know, basketball is just a game. So,
totally.
I even played some yesterday. But,
nice, man. Yeah. How'd you do?
I sucked ass. My brother is way taller than I am now. He's a fucking unit. And, you know, he could have played football probably.
But, I see. But, you ate some humble pie for really Christmas.
Did. Yeah. Yeah. The only thing I have on him is I'm a little faster. That's about it. But,
there we go.
Yeah. But I mean, the game itself, like, I was like, all right, man, this is pretty cool. Like, you know, we're kind of keeping it close. Like, I know there was, like, talk about after the game about how, like, Donovan Mitchell was, like, or, like, you know, they're all, like, oh, super pumped because they won the game on Christmas and, you know, against a team that has been, had, what, like, 6-7 guys on COVID protocol. So, you know, it's one, we have, like, six, like, bench warm, you know, like, ringers, basically, and there aren't ringers at all, but.
I look at it like, listen, we kept Donovan Mitchell, God, he shot 14% from 3-point. That's hilarious.
Yeah. And like,
you know, here's the difference. Here's what I like about Donovan Mitchell specifically. I mean, he's a bit more of kind of like the old school guard. All right, three's not falling, and he kind of like, I guess the comp I've always thought of him as is like not as good Dwayne Wade. Because he's just so small, but he's like, he's explosive and he gets to the goddamn rack, man. And, and he did, you know, and he hits his free throws like a pro, and he's, that's pretty much what kept them in the game. The free throw shooting for Utah as a whole wasn't all that good, but you know, we weren't getting to the rack and
I don't even feel like critiquing this game more than just like, you know, I appreciate that there's just got like, no one's seen George King play. You know, I don't think the Mavericks knew who George King was. You know what I mean? It's like some of these guys, like, you know, yes, Charlie Brown, hilarious. Charlie Brown Christmas, great. It's just the, man, it's not low hanging fruit if you can kick it, you know? Like,
it's funny though, because I was like, oh, dude, it'd be so great if you got into the game. Like, literally, I was like, talking to my brother, I was like, hey, you're about to leave, but hey, if you watch the game, there's a guy named Charlie Brown on the team. Like, check it out if you want. And he was like, absolutely.
But also, one thing I did like, so like, follow Will post, he's like, hey, this is like one of the, this is kind of neat. Like, the Mavericks have rostered three people with Brown in their name. And that's like the first time that's happened in NBA. Shout out to these people that checked if that was correct. And some people were just like, man, the Mavs are so bad right now. We have to find this stuff to be happy. I'm like, guys, it's a coincidence. It's a fun fact. He's not saying it justifies, you know, the front office's decisions on the past 7 years. Calm the hell down, man. Like, I don't know. I have been pretty fed up with a lot of NBA Twitter, mainly Mavs Twitter recently. But I just think, like, considering some of these guys, I mean, not just like, I mean, I'm happy that we were able to find some people that have played in the NBA before. Like, you know, Marquese Chris has at least had some, you know, some solid NBA minutes prior to this. And I appreciate the tenacity he plays with. Like, I want him still on the team later. Like, you know, I want to see these guys. And also, I think we can't really judge these guys until, like, you know, 2 weeks from now, if they can stay on the team, like get them some practices together. Cause the weird part that I'm noticing as a basketball fan is like when they passed her, and when the guy receives the ball, it's like this kind of clunky, I have the ball now, you know what I mean? Like, it's like this weird, like, they're catching it weird, and it's like these guys just don't know, they've even like shot next to each other. Like, these guys are still learning each other's names, and the fact is 27 point game, like, you know, 40% from three. What else are you going to ask a second string point guard to now start to do? Like,
who is going to get paid big time?
Oh, as he should. I mean, like, listen, you drafted him in the second round, and he's pulling, like, I think effectively he has filled a point guard field general role, you know, and the fact that he got six assists with this roster is astounding. Now, granted, Porzingis first game back, you know, 0-for-5 from 3-point. That's almost to be expected. I didn't trust any shot that he put up to go in, aside from his free throws. His free throws was pretty sad. I don't know. I mean, I didn't think I'd see Brandon Knight play a game again, and he went out there and he contributed. It was great. Theo Pinson looks still a little rough, but like, I still appreciate, like, again, it's just like I can't stand, I don't know, I was really annoyed at the Jazz this game, because, you know, like, it was like all sizzle, very little steak, you know. Like, it was a whole lot of like, I just made a three over you, fuck you. And it's just like, I mean, like, it's kind of the bravado of the league. It's not a big deal. It's just like, more like, you should be doing this. No part, you should be blowing us out, and you are not. You are not living up to your expectations. And the sweat, like, the hilarious, like, I was like, oh, Donovan ran out the clock. Yeah. He's faster than anybody than the Mavs have on the court right now. He's faster than most people in the league. Half of these guys haven't played NBA minutes. So, like, him throwing the ball in the air, whatever. I don't care. That's like people that are getting, that complain about bat flipping and baseball. Like, who cares? It's just more like, I'm not going to pull off the whole old coach, act like you've been there before, but like, I mean, guy, you the bravado in which you walked off the court of like, yeah, we beat that team on Christmas. It's just like, yeah, mm-hmm. man, you beat.
Yeah, you beat a very.
You beat ultimately the Texas Legends with Jalen Brunson, Kristaps Porzingis, and Dwight Powell. Like,
yeah, it was a yeah. I mean, like, just like you know, the whole thing about like you know, like them celebrating. I think a lot of it for me, like if I was an NBA team, right, or player on an NBA team, like I do not want to lose on national TV. Like,
you know, I get it.
That for me, that's where I'm like, okay, like I totally understand. Like if we had won that shit, I would have been a fucking belligerent asshole last night, like at 2 a.m.
Well, but I also just don't like. I don't think Utah deserves anything nice, you know, and I think just as a state, you know,
it's a bad city. Shout out to Dirk.
Yeah, it's not a good city, you know.
Yeah, not a good city.
Yeah, any place that could praise Karl Malone, I think, is ultimately like you know probably just not a good town, you know. Yeah,
but
they didn't properly appreciate, you know. Oh, I completely forgot his name. He was a Maverick for a minute. Please cut the. Derek, no.
Darren Williams?
Darren Williams, thank you. Sorry.
The boxer?
Yeah. Sorry, Darren Williams. Yeah, the boxer, sorry. Former Mavs boxing great.
Yeah, great.
The fact that he beat up Frank Gore is so insane.
That was, dude, I obviously didn't pay for, like, the stream or whatever, but, like, I watched it and I was like, holy shit, this really happened. It's like, 2021 is fucking crazy.
I also feel like this is like we're just a couple of degrees away from like ow my balls at this point. Like like for Idiocracy where it's just like here's just yeah, this feels like very ESPN the Ocho.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch old retired players fight for sport.
Honestly, I would be kind of cool with like a league, like a, I don't know if boxing is leagues, but like if that were a thing, I'd be so down with that. But especially like guys who had beef in the past, like I'd be like, yeah, let's see this shit. Like for real. I don't know, man. The games, you know, the game was fine. It was whatever. Again, it was Christmas. Like I'm not stressed about anything on Christmas Day usually. So except for like, hey, like did my brother-in-law like his gift, which he did. But
good.
You know, yeah, I mean, that's kind of it for that, man. I don't have any other any other input, unless you do. I don't know.
Shout out to anyone that liked my tiny train pulling the big train meme on Twitter. That was the dopamine hit I needed to end Christmas with. So thank you. A nice little story, little Christmas story for you, before we get to our sponsors. A family friend of mine, he went to high school with my mom of all things. And his name is Don. Coincidentally, I was named after my grandfather. This is not to confuse the thing. Anyways. So, he saw that I had been, stricken, with the Rona. And so, he was like, hey, he actually like, he was driving from like South Austin to Fort Worth, but he dropped off 2 mason jars of his homemade Cherokee chili, which he does sell. It's vegetarian chili, but it's delicious. And, I could actually taste it, all things considered. So, the reason I wanted to bring it up, one, it was a very kind gesture that I didn't ask him to do. He actually, if anything, he was persistent. He's like, nope, I'm bringing it over. And it was very kind. And it was actually like wrapped as a Christmas gift. It was the only Christmas gift I actually opened up, on Christmas. Thanks to the quarantine nature of, what I was doing. And it really made the holiday. So shout out to Don Clark and Cherokee Chili, listeners. If you guys are in the, I think he takes out in the Dallas area. He does, take orders, things like that. So you
I'm about to hit this dude up.
Yeah, dude, Cherokee Chili. It is delicious. It'll cure what ails you.
Sweet. Awesome. No sponsors this week, by the way, so we're good.
Well, then this episode's brought to you by Cherokee Chili, I'll tell you.
Yeah, there we go. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go into questions, man.
Let's do it.
J-Rod asks, something I thought of last night, do these replacement 10-day guys get their names on the sidelines on the court at home, too? You know,
that's a great question. Well, because I wonder if there are any 10-day contract players that are on the floor now.
You know who might know that would be Forgotten Mavs on Twitter. Might know that.
Yeah, that's a Forgotten Mavs question for certain. Yeah. I would love to see Pinson on there anyways.
Right? Like Marquise Chris. Like Ryan Saluka. Just like
precisely.
I was wondering about that though, because I was like, what if we trade guys away this year or whatever? You know, like what do we like what's going on? Like,
yeah, do we add it to that? Well, I'm sure the can't imagine that we're going to be updating it at each time, but I think that's kind of one of those things. Like, hey, this is for any player that's played. Wasn't there like a threshold of how long they played? Like, had to be.
I have no idea. I feel like it's like just whoever was there. Yeah, so,
maybe every player. But it's kind of neat. It's cool that
that's also kind of like the reason why I hated that court. You know, just because the logistics of it. Like, okay, like you do it once and like. Guys who get traded here, guys who sign 10 days and play like games, like they deserve a spot too, technically, you know, like it's like
it is kind of like getting your girlfriend's name tattooed on you, isn't it?
Yeah so it's kind of like I don't know, man, but that's actually a really good question, dude. I might ask Forgotten Mavs if any 10 day guys are on that, because I'm sure he would know.
Ask Mark Cuban if there's a plans for a Theo Pinson statue anytime soon,
please. Yeah. A Marquise, you know, statue. That'd be great.
You have to get a lot more metal for that hair.
Yes. Let's see. Next question comes from Cool Halo. Could Luka pull a Zion on us? Food in Dallas must be good.
I think
Dallas is okay.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Food in Dallas is fine. But, like, the food that's in Dallas that's really good is usually more like, you know, it's more like the fine dining stuff, right? So it's like, it's not, we're not talking New Orleans here. I don't know. I think there are two very different body types here that we're talking about. Don't get me wrong. Like, is Luka over what he should be? Yes, clearly. And that's putting stress on his joint. Like, the play into shape thing is not quite the same. The other element of it is, Zion is actually shorter than Luka, so there's that element of it. And which is like
crazy, dude.
Isn't it nuts? And it's like, you know what's funny? I think it was Gilbert Arenas that was talking shit about Zion, and he goes, man, that's a bust if I ever saw one. And everyone's like, are you fucking kidding me? You know, he's the unanimous number one. And he was like, man, he's 265. He goes, that's baby Shaq. You know, that's Shaq in a 6'7" body. You know, that's not going to last. You know, he's like, no, things can change. You can develop some skills, but he's like, but if it gets heavier than that, like, you know, that's what he was 18. You know, or 19. And now it's just like, it's actually still that's coming to fruition. It's like, and it's, you know, there's a difference between like, I turned my ankle and I could probably lose some weight, you know, stress on the joints, as opposed to like bones are breaking in your foot. You know, I don't know. I think ankle and foot problems or there's ligament and structural problems, I feel, are a little bit different. Sure, like bones can heal, but it sounds like there's setbacks, and he's, you know, not into shape, which is really rough. Like, and he's like, there's a huge difference between, you know, what was it? What did McMahon say? There was the rumor that Luka was like 265, something like that.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Like, Zion prays he was that, and he is shorter than Luka, and that is I have, you know, north of 300 pounds for that dude, and granted a good portion of that's muscle, but like that's just, it's a lot of mass on a smaller frame that's just not sustainable. So I don't think Luka's anywhere in that stratosphere.
It's so like funny, like kind of cringy now looking at the I think like the Mountain Dew commercial that Zion did with Levine, and it's like, bro, he's fucking massive, like just a ball. He looks like a ball. Like
I have not seen it. I need to look.
Yeah,
this up.
Google it, YouTube it, because it's like you see him like, holy shit, bro, that is not like edited at all. Like that's what he looks like. Let's see.
Scion Mountain Dew commercial.
Yeah. Live on air.
Yeah, all right. Level up your game with Zion and Zach.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, that sounds great.
It's like a Mountain Dew.
Jesus.
Like, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude. And like, obviously, like, he's injured, so he can't really exercise. But I mean, you can't like diet change.
I mean, did they have to put Doritos in front of him?
And a Mountain Dew. Like, obviously, it's a.
Oh my.
Yeah, good times.
Oy.
All right, let's see. All right, let's see. Go next question, I guess.
Yeah. Oh yeah. My god. That's rough looking, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking back, it's like, oh shit. Like.
That's, yeah. Yeah, it's rough.
He has he has the little chin strap goatee thing to cover up, you know.
Oh, it's not, man. I know that trick. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Let's see. Sean asks, if you could mic up one player for one game and you get to hear the whole audio file, aka no curring anything, which player would you choose and against which opponent? I have to say it'd have to be Luka. Like just NBA, like just like Mavs wise, it had to be Luka, and I'd want to hear him, like against like the Clippers or wherever Pat Bev is at that moment, you know.
Yeah, so I just feel like it's the Wolves,
or what's the other guy that he fucking hates. There's another dude that he just like.
Oh, one of the Morris twins.
Like. Yes, dude, just like somebody. I just want to like hear, you know. I think him for the Mavs, but I think league wide, I want to hear Anthony Edwards, but like with anybody, like. You know, I just think he's probably hilarious.
Sorry, I was thinking Anthony Davis. Yeah, Anthony Edwards, no question. Yeah,
yeah, that'd dude, be fucking hilarious. Like,
yeah, he talks mad shit, but follows it up. It's awesome.
He's also probably cracking jokes too, like in the middle of it.
Oh, so yeah.
Just like, you he's know?
Goofy dude.
Yeah.
I like him.
You have any other answers?
I like Anthony Edwards. I'll piggyback off that.
All right, cool. Let's see. Next question. Spencer, did you see the story yesterday, by the way?
No.
So Spencer got a gift for Christmas, right? A jersey. A Dorian Finney-Smith jersey, which is really cool. Oh, you okay?
Pardon me. Yeah. Sorry.
He got a Dorian Finney-Smith jersey for Christmas. Dorian Finney-Smith wears a number 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the jersey number on this was a 13, which is Jalen's number. Yeah. So okay. I don't know how. Like, apparently it was from like the actual Mavs, like the shop, like, you know, like the actual like hanger.
Oh, that's funny.
So he asks, in light of my one of one Jalen Finney-Smith jersey, what is the worst sports jersey you have ever bought or received for a gift?
Okay. I have not received any sports jerseys for gifts, but I do have a funnier story. Can I get on video on this?
Yeah, I think at the bottom it says video. The voice
can. Sorry, I know this is an audio medium here. 2 seconds. Yeah, you can see me in my COVID glory.
Can't see shit.
Do you see me now?
There you go.
Cool. All right, 2 seconds.
Oh, sweet hair. I am not editing this out. This is happening live. Not doing it. Not editing this whatsoever. Man, he really needs to clean his room.
Sorry, I'm making you do all the editing today. Anyways, so...
No, I literally just told the audience I'm not editing any of this out.
Okay, great.
It's the day after Christmas. It's Boxing Day.
Boxing Day. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so a buddy of mine is a huge Tennessee Titans fan. So I got him a Marcus Mariota at the time, a Funko Pop. And I got a Marcus Mariota box, but it definitely has Cam Newton inside of it. Inside a Marcus Mariota box Funko Pop. And I have just, they sent me a replacement, but I have just kept this Mark.
That's hilarious.
Clearly Cam Newton in a Marcus Mariota box.
That's hilarious. And that is fucking Cam Newton.
Yeah, it's Cam Newton. Like there's not, it's not even like the same number. There's a, yeah, he's wearing a do-rag. He's wearing a towel over his head. It's,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right. Let's see. For me, let me think. Let's see. I don't really receive like jerseys or anything for Christmas or birthdays or anything like that. I usually don't ask for. It's funny. I actually don't ask for Mavs things like almost ever. But I'm thinking like worst sports. I think, you know, I almost was gifted a Rondo jersey back in the day.
Oh, that's funny.
And I was like telling my parents, I was like, no, I don't want you to spend $100 on this. Like, don't do it. Like,
yeah, you know, that's
cause I know the way the NBA works, like it's fleeting, you know, like guys are there sometimes and then they're not. So it's like, I don't want to keep, you know,
I think my dad has a Chandler Parsons Skyline jersey.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think I have a jersey from someone that I was just like, why did I get this?
Mm.
Who the fuck was it? I don't remember. I think I have a jersey from some, I forget what player it is. Some guy like who's here for like maybe half a season. So,
sure.
Yeah, that's probably my answer for that one. But I will say, Spencer, I hope that they reimburse you or get you another one for free. And I hope that Jalen and Dorian will sign that jersey because that's awesome. Yes. That even exists. Let's see. Los Mavs en Español ask, what did you eat for Christmas? How was it?
What did I eat for Christmas? Cherokee chili.
That's, yeah, Cherokee chili. Yeah.
I had a lot of things that I should know. I had a hot chocolate bomb, which was awesome. You ever have one of those?
No, that sounds amazing though.
So it's like a bath bomb ultimately. So it's like imagine like a chocolate bomb, but it's filled with like hot chocolate powder, whatever, and marshmallows and sprinkles, all kinds of fun stuff. And so basically, you just pour hot milk over it, and then it just like kind of grates and turns into hot chocolate. It's awesome. Had one of those. Had some Tupp's Ugly Sweater Christmas Ale. All things that you probably shouldn't be having when you're sick, but it was Christmas and I treated myself. So shout out to those guys. Where are Hoops and Hefeweizens? I should mention what beer I drank.
Yes.
But I now rarely drink beer.
Yeah. I mean, me too, kind of, because I have a kid. So it's been harder. Sure. I will say, let's see, we do Christmas at my wife's house, my parents' house, and then my parents' house. So for lunch, we go to my in-laws, and it was like some German like type of food, and I was like, this is great. It was almost like what's it called? Oh my god,
schnitzel.
Fried chicken steak, whatever it is, you know, like
it's schnitzel.
Yeah, and then it has then we had like this cool like little, it's like a gravy, but it's made out of like mustard and some other shit, and I'm like, that's actually amazing. Cool. Had that, and then for the afternoon, like at my parents' house, we had tamales, so pork tamales.
Fantastic.
And then I just had a copious amount of alcohol, like just different stuff, like liquor, beer, whatever. So whatever I could get my hands on.
You weren't drunk. You were festive.
Yeah, I was festive. Yeah. Let's see. Mavs Broom asks, are we just enjoying this team recently because we have lesser expectations on them? Or is it just because it seems fresh to have new players on the squad?
I think it's both. I think we're tired of seeing kind of, you know, same team, similar results. So when we see different team, different results, it's probably a little bit, you know, it's a little bit more exciting. I've enjoyed watching this team more than I thought I would. You know, at first I thought it was just going to be just really bad basketball. And, you know, in some cases it has, like, there's been some mistakes, but like, I don't know, these guys are playing hard and I like watching that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was and I agree. Definitely. Like it's a combination of both. I will say that it is nice to kind of have like the lesser expectation role again. Cause like, that's kind of where it was when we were tanking, and it's like, you know, like these are games, they're fun. Like I don't really care. Like it seems like once like a team has success, that's where things start getting like a lot more, can get more toxic on social media and stuff like that, you know. Okay. I think when a team is bad, it's just like, whatever, you know. Like I really don't see like any infighting for Kings fans, so you know.
Oh no, there is, man. There's like a whole, like, I've got a
buddy. Is it really?
That's a Kings fan, and man, they are just, not only do they just want to like send Bagley into the sun. But like there is just like this whole like contingent, like this whole one that got away contingency of Kings fans that talk about how they could have drafted Luka. And I mean, you can't blame them, but yeah, it's yeah. I think this may be a bit of an algorithmic perspective on our end. We kind of, we're in our own little echo chamber of Mavs fandom.
Yeah. So yeah,
which we're a part of, we can very much contribute to. So I'm
yeah, we do. Be yes. Here. Shout out to Squish. Let's see. Let's get, just kidding. Just kidding, Squish. Don't fucking text me later being like, what the, anyway. Let's see. Gabriel asks, if you have a cake and a cactus, a big one, would you rather sit on the cactus and eat cake or sit on the cake and eat cactus?
I've had cactus before. Yeah. It's quite tasty. I think I'd rather sit on the cake. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I can't remember what it's called. I've had that Nopal. On tacos.
Nopal.
I'm sorry?
Nopal.
Nepal, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, I've had that. That's great.
Yeah. So I've definitely had cactus a lot growing up. You know, the only thing that sucks about sitting on cake though is it gets just messy, and I hate getting messy. But I mean
that's that so much better than pliers, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know. Yeah. Good question, Gabriel. Yeah.
One of those I can clean myself off with pretty easy difficulty. The other one I'm probably going to need to have a very trusting friend.
Yes.
Or doctor.
Absolutely. Next question comes from Bucks on Reddit, the subreddit for the Bucks. Mm-hmm. Hello, my question is, why didn't you invite me on this post Bucks Mavs game pod? You can choose any answer from the full list of options. One, ignoring my concern about Powell's non-100-100-100 splits. Two, afraid to admit Sterling Brown's double-double threatens Luka's minutes. Well, Milwaukee Bucks Reddit, I will tell you that we only record once a week. We hardly ever do post-game pods unless it's like playoffs, which, you know, might or might not happen this year. I will say it is awesome that Sterling Brown has a double-double. Like, that's great. I love it. Mm-hmm. He seems to be coming into form now. So, you know, good for him.
Yes.
I don't know if that threatens Luka's minutes, but, you know.
I would say it's option three. We are not a professional podcast, so that's probably.
Yeah. If we're getting paid really well to do this, like, we'll do it every day, but no, not doing it. Or every game day, whatever. Sure. Let's see. Mr. Stevens, who I believe is a teacher. That's cool. He had a question, but he wanted to change it. So this is the question that we went with. Let's talk about how the Mavs essentially have been the same team with the replacement players as the guys they think are championship caliber guys.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. It's like, you know, like the core has basically been the same for a while now, except you have like one guy that kind of rotates. Like last year it was Sterling, and now, last year it was Josh Richardson, and now this year it's Reggie Bullock, you know, like.
Mm.
It's just like, it's a weird, like, I don't know. I just feel like any team that has Dwight Powell being the starter going against Rudy Gobert, it's not going to work, you know? So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It really is. Like, same team, just replacing players are just like, kind of rotating, it seems like. It's almost the same. It's kind of the same issue that happened with Dirk all those years where it's like, the one constant was always Dirk, but like, the rest of the team would change. Like, I feel like from like 2011 to like 2016-17, like the, like literally the opening day roster with the starting five was different every year, you know?
Right.
Which is very fucking annoying. And it sucks that it's still happening with Luka. It shouldn't happen with Luka, cause Luka is not Dirk as much as some of us may wish he was. If he were to leave, I'd understand. So
I'd like to wait until a trade. I want to give a trade deadline and a off season to this new front office before I make any harsh judgments. I think they're really trying to, especially with COVID and all this other stuff, and like a lot of inconsistencies, and like the entire NBA is dealing with it too. I think, you know, the current front office wants to assess, all right, what do we actually have? Because this current front office does not have the same connections to the past regimes. You know, like there's not somebody here like Dwight Powell that they're super heavily invested in, that they scouted in, that they really, you know, invested, you know, their evaluation on, you know what I mean? Like this, you know, even the Luka draft class, you know, all these people, like there's not that, that emotional connection, that, that professional connection. You know, it's one thing where it's like when you professional, you know, if someone uses you, or if you use somebody as a professional reference, you're really banking on them saying good things and you want that person to really work out, you know? And if that person doesn't live up to expectations, then like that hurts your professional reference. So I feel like there's a couple of people that are just really like, they're just assessing with what they've got and then seeing what they need to do going forward. I think we're still like, the West is so weird this year. Like if we just stay put, we're probably, we might even have home court advantage in the playoffs. That's what's so weird. Like I'm not praising the Mavericks for mediocrity, but I mean, I'm just saying like by staying put, the West is kind of crumbling around us as we stay put, you know what I mean? So that may be an avenue to success. I mean, like if we get to playoffs, we're good. Like if we get to playoffs and like, then we can kind of mix it and work. But I mean, like, I don't know. I haven't been exactly excited about the Mavericks. I still don't think they've figured out the ideal way for Luka and KP to play together. Like I'd say our four best players with Jalen, Luka, and KP and Tim Hardaway, like I think ultimately like we haven't found the right combo or the right lineup that's like perfectly executes how their potential, and that's what's frustrating.
I totally understand. But you know, I do feel for like everyone on Twitter that are like, hey man, like what the hell, you know? I see both sides. Like we should probably wait and see. But I mean, it's kind of been the approach, you know. Maybe Nico Harris will have a different approach. We'll see. Maybe Mark Cuban will actually like be hands off. We'll see, you know. That'd make things a lot easier for us. okay. Last question comes from Ollie. Why do you think the Mavs haven't made a trade of any kind? Most ridiculous and then most sensible answer.
Sensible is they're still assessing what they got. More ridiculous. They have put Luka in a hyperbaric time chamber. He's in an anti-gravity pod right now. He's actually not injured. And he's working on becoming Super Saiyan.
So obviously like the most sensible answer is like they still don't know like what they have, and it's possible that have been shopping guys around, but there's not really any biters. You know, which I mean it's totally reasonable because again the team is just, it is what it is. My most ridiculous answer is because the reason why we don't make a lot of good moves is because if we did, we would call upon Cthulhu, the Eldritch Horror, and bring upon the end of the world. So, you know, like it's either, hey, like have Luka have a mediocre team for however long he's here, or bring upon the end of the world. So, you know, personally, I'd be okay with bringing upon the end of the world, but that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, we could probably just use a do-over at this point.
Give
somebody else a shot.
Right? And anyway, those are all the questions we got this week. Well, not all of them. We have, again, because Dawn is sick, and it's...
Yes.
And it's technically still, like, Christmas time. Like, it's Boxing Day, whatever. But, you know, we just wanted to make this a little shorter, because, again, it's still the holidays, and, you know...
It serves an appetizing holiday special.
Yep, the Who's Outside Holiday Special.
And, all right. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening to my raspy voice and tired, brain foggy head today. Because you can tell I am just not quite all there. Greatly appreciate anyone that's checked in. Greatly appreciate everyone wishing a happy holiday. Happy holiday to everybody out there. Happy Boxing Day to everybody. Christmas to all of y'all. We greatly appreciate the support you guys have given us the entire year. Thank you, listeners. And thank you to everyone that has submitted a questions this year. We are more than thankful for y'all. to provide a goofy Maz related content for you guys.
It is the last Sunday of the year, huh?
It is the last Sunday of the year.
Fuck, I don't know why. I was about to text him like, "Hey, dude, actually." But no, you're right.
No, you're good. And I wouldn't have received that because my phone's done. And I just realized that now. Anyways, thank you guys so much for an awesome year. We'll likely be back sometime Sunday or next Sunday. And,
probably.
Check us out.
I'll be hungover then, so I'll be good.
We'll find out. MFFLs.com. You can follow our, we still don't have our at back, do we?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, cool. So the underscore MFFLs.
Yep, it's back.
There we go. And you can follow Ruben at Ruben, or no, you can't. You can follow Ruben at Reddit Mavericks. You can follow me at Don_Denim. This has been the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Later, guys.